Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And the big story here in Washington is the same one south of the border and in several states around the country as the nation turns its focus to the swine flu. Right now, just over 40 cases have been reported in the United States, but scores are dead and over 1,000 infected down in Mexico. And in fact, many of the people here in the United States that have been officially diagnosed with the swine flu have been in Mexico, including 28 high school students in the Queens, New York. Here in Washington, President Obama says right now his administration is concerned, but not jumping the gun.
This is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert, but it's not a cause for alarm.
Obama spoke at the National Academy of Sciences. The federal government has declared a public health emergency due to the outbreak. The declaration will allow the release of stockpiles of Tamiflu and Relenza, both effective flu fighters, stockpiled by the federal government. In the U.S., cases of swine flu have been confirmed in California, Texas, Kansas, Ohio, and as we mentioned, New York. Obama says his administration is on top of this situation.
I'm getting regular updates on the situation from the responsible agencies and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, will be offering regular updates to the American people.
Right now, the World Health Organization has already upgraded the swine flu to a phase 4 on its scale of pandemic diseases. A phase 6 is the highest you can go. At the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Janet Napolitano says that the U.S. government is moving aggressively in preparation mode for the possibility of a major flu outbreak.
We have passive screening going on both at airports and our land ports, and both the CDC and the State Department have now issued travelers' alerts or advisories for people to avoid non-essential travel to Mexico.
In the meantime, the secretary has some common sense tips for Americans.
Make sure that if you are sick, you're showing a fever, a heavy cough, and what have you, don't go to work and contaminate others. Check with a doctor or other healthcare professional and wash your hands a lot.
Meanwhile, the global impact of this flu is not yet able to be determined. At the White House today, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president's top economic advisors are keeping an eye on new concerns in financial markets as they continue to deal with the global economic crisis.
The National Economic Council, Council on Economic Advisors, is obviously aware of and looking into this notion. I understand it, a working group at the Department of Treasury to deal with this.
And he says even in the end, it's going to be hard to determine the exact impact the flu could have.
It is a little early to determine the economic impact, but obviously NEC, CEA, and Treasury are monitoring that situation and looking into it.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, says it will be important for the U.S. to help reach out to Mexico on fighting the outbreak, since Mexico has clearly been the hardest hit as a result of this virus. Troubles in Mexico intensifying today as an earthquake hit the country that is already reeling from the outbreak of the swine flu. Buildings swayed in Mexico City, although there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 6. Earthquakes of that magnitude are considered strong and capable of causing severe damage. It was centered halfway between Mexico City and Acapulco. Meanwhile, acting on swine flu fears, China and Russia have banned some imports of pig meat from Mexico and parts of the U.S. China barred imports of live pigs and pork products from Mexico, Texas, California, and Kansas. Russia banning imports of all meat not treated thermally from Mexico, Texas, California, and Kansas, as well as raw pork imports from 8 other U.S. states, Central America, and the Caribbean. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says more than 24 students at a Queens parochial school have been confirmed to have the swine flu. Bloomberg said the outbreak occurred at St. Francis Prep in the Fresh Meadows section of the borough. He says it's important to emphasize that the outbreak is limited to just the one school. In other news today, Wednesday marks the 100th day of President Obama's tenure as president, and many people will be assessing the first 100 days of his time in the Oval Office. As for grading his own boss, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says he gives the young administration a B+. The signature accomplishment or signature event of Obama's first 100 days was the $787 billion economic stimulus plan that he signed back in February. The legislation was approved with virtually no Republican support except for 3 senators who crossed the aisle. And quickly, General Motors has ambitious plans to shut down more than 2,600 of its 6,200 dealerships, that's 42% of them, by the end of next year. As part of GM's overall restructuring plan, the automaker hopes will be accepted by the White House Automotive Task Force. The proposal leaves many dealers scratching their heads because GM doesn't own them. Most operate under franchises granted by GM. The dealers say the money flows to GM, not the other way around, so the automaker won't save anything by eliminating dealerships. And German automaker Daimler AG has reached agreement for a separation from Chrysler. Under the agreement, Daimler's nearly 20% holding in Chrysler will be redeemed, and Daimler will forgive repayment of loans it extended to the ailing U.S. automaker. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll find out if the media is in hysteria mode or accurately gauging the threat posed by the swine flu. We'll also speak with Olivier Garay of KC Research about what the automaker should be pursuing, namely bankruptcy protection. And up next, Iowa Congressman Steve King on the definition of marriage changing in his state. Stay with us.